Hello out there in the taxi world. This is the Mike and Abe show. Now, I know we haven't been... Mike is here. He's checking in. I know we haven't been steady with our shows, okay? And if I should happen to say during the show, please excuse me, because Mike has a bat over my head, okay? And he doesn't want me to do any
No, here's the thing. Let me just jump into this thing, all right? Like, I'm very concerned with tightening up the show. I mean, before it was fast and loose time. Now, apparently, we're the only taxi show that people listen to at this level in the freaking world. So, so excuse me for being critical, but I am listening to the show and other people are listening to the show.
Your criticism
where
is...
It's like a couple of guys talking in a bar, where it's one thing. If they hear a show where it's like people, you know...
Your criticism is well understood.
Well, now it sounds like a bully. Okay. I'm not bullying...
No, I didn't say you're bullying me, Mike. You want to do a take two to start the show?
No, it's not take two. Leave that in. This is a family. Our family of the radio people.
Okay, so hello again to all the taxi people out there.
Yes.
And Mike, you read an article in the Queen's Chronicle that you want to talk about.
That's a dirty trick.
Well, so go ahead.
I don't have it right in front of me, so this is your chance to yell at me.
Okay.
Do you have it right in front of you?
Actually, I do.
Oh, go ahead. All right, let me just give a little fluffer on it, then I'm going to throw it to you. And it's a great article in the Queen's Chronicle, and apparently we have a friend in Saul Wetburn who's very concerned about the cab owners and drivers out in his district. And there's been some crazy stuff going on. First of all, something besides this I want to jump in. Why in God's name would the Transit Workers Union want to support Cuomo for governor now, which is the middle of the beginning of April, so 6 months away, and they got all these Uber cars and Lyft cars on the road flooding the streets, sucking out revenue from the MTA, sucking out revenue that could be going towards the Transit Workers Union members, and this guy's going to support Cuomo? That's one thing. But the Queen's Chronicle article was very encouraging because apparently we don't have an army of deaf ears out there. We actually have some people who are looking out for the cab drivers. Now, Abe, just since you dredged it up again, and we want to thank the guy who prints it, the Queen's Chronicle. What's his name? Weider. Is his name Weider?
No, Peter.
Peter.
His name is Peter. I know that.
Peter Weidler?
I don't know his last name. No, I don't have his last name available, but I know his name is Peter because I spoke to him.
We will tell you, I'm going to talk to him during the week. What does the Queen's article say? Don't read.
Well, I'm going to try to sum. I just started reading it when you because I missed it during the week. Okay,
right.
I don't catch everything. I'm a one man show here NYC Taxi News.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't have a staff. Okay, people do send me articles to put on the website, but I don't get them all, all right?
Right.
And I do the best I can, all right? But Wetburn, Mr. Wetburn, what's his first name? David? No.
I think it's Saul?
You don't know.
I don't know. It's a live show, folks.
David Wetburn. No, it's David.
It's
David. Here, I have it right here. It's David Wetburn,
okay.
Democrat, Fresh Meadows.
Good.
Okay.
There we go.
And he was... he's on the city council, okay, New York City Council, or he's an assemblyman, excuse me, all right, up in Albany, all right?
Mm.
And he was fighting for the cab drivers in his district and the cab drivers, all the cab drivers in general, by saying, what's this $2.75 on the taxis? He wanted an extra 50 cents. We already pay 50 cents that we've been paying since 2009, okay? Mm. We've given them close to $1 billion already, all right?
Right.
Okay? And he wanted at most another 50 cents, so it would be a dollar instead of 50 cents, which I guess we all could have lived with.
No, it would not have been horrible.
It would not have been horrible, but no, it appears that the Uber lobbyists have gotten their way, all right? And that's another article somewhere where the Uber lobbyists have spent more money than Amazon, Google, and a bunch of others combined, big tech companies.
Wow.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All right? and they have sucked the assembly, and the governor, you know, we know where the governor stands. You know, he's married to Uber.
Yeah, no, right now it's disgusting. I mean, he's just all in on Uber.
I know.
He's just plowing through,
right.
Destroying us, the little yellow cab owners who have been there for years. So he's plowing mm-hmm. through the legitimate operators. And I'll tell you the truth, it's a war. It's a war on the poor, if you ask me. Because even who supports Uber, he doesn't support the Uber drivers. He just supports the Uber corporation because their drivers are getting mm-hmm. effed. Too, pardon the acronym, but they're getting screwed right and left. These Uber drivers don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke. And just what is it? Jumping back to the Queen's Chronicle again, what is some of the guts of it? It was very, very good.
Well, the part, well, you know, it explains things. I didn't get a chance to read it thoroughly and think it over.
Right.
Okay? Because you just, you know, it's merely 20 minutes since you asked me to read it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I like the part that Weperin says that he only wanted 50 cents.
Yeah.
He was willing to do 50 cents.
Too. I caught
okay?
that too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, 275, well, 250 rather for the yellows, 275 for the other FHVs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But 250 for the yellows, and I was wondering what the word was, and I looked it up earlier. It quintuples the tax.
Right.
It doesn't double the tax or triple the tax or quadruple the tax. It quintuples the tax.
Oh, man.
You like that word, quintuple?
That's
okay,
good.
Five times.
No.
They've raised the tax, the MTA tax, hold on, five times what it was.
Right.
Okay? And here's what I want to know. Why are the taxis and the other FHVs, okay, why are we the only business that's helping that they're going taking the tax from? I don't get it. Okay? I don't get it. What about all the other vehicles? How about all the commercial vehicles?
Right.
All right? Start with the commercial vehicles,
uh-huh.
which are, there are tons of commercial vehicles.
Sure.
Trucks.
And they're empty.
Right?
They're empty.
Empty or full. They're still out on the road. You know, why are they exempt? You know, we pay. The yellow taxis pay $1,000 a year for road use tax.
You got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other commercial vehicles are paying that also, I think. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the Ubers. Are the Ubers paying that $1,000 a year?
Oh, that please. Uber pays a measly token. I think they pay their big rally cries. We pay sales tax and everybody's like, listen, I'll tell you what. Right now, I don't know what the sales tax would be on our rides. But if it became $250 a trip, what would the sales tax be on a $10 ride? That would be 25%. I mean, the sales tax on a $10 ride would be 8%. So there would be sales tax. And the other thing is, they flooded the street with needless Uber cars. I mean, this is the thing. And they've sucked away money from the MTA. So this is the other thing with the Weperin thing. All right, with the surcharge for the MTA, why are we being forced to pay for the MTA, who is promoting a private company vis-a-vis Uber and Lyft on the back of their buses? So, in essence, they're promoting a company that is depleting them of resources, and basically we're supporting that depletion. So they're mad because, well, we have to fill up a $400 million gap. Say, look, Putz, the reason you have a $400 million gap is because your buses are empty, like the M20 bus on 7th Avenue. High to rush hour, there's five people on the bus, okay, going southbound on 7th Avenue by Penn Station. The bus used to have at least 50 mm-hmm. or 60 people. And then I see the buses going cross town, the buses going north and south. High to rush hour in Manhattan, they have maybe a third of the people they used to because everybody's jumping into these little black Uber cars, and there's no money coming into the MTA. And they said for the second year in a row, ridership is down at the MTA. And let me tell you something, Abe, with all the accountants they have, for them to crunch the numbers the way they can, to finally fess up and admit that second year in a row ridership is down at the MTA, there must be some serious ridership down at the MTA for them to admit there's a shortfall. And earlier in the week, let me just keep rambling for another minute here. I sent you something mm-hmm. which you agreed upon. That's why, as much as I tease you, you're a smart guy. Okay, there's no question about that. You're a computer geek. You're great with math, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I did the numbers crunch. I pay a weekly MetroCard here in Manhattan, all right? $32 a week. $32 a week gives me unlimited rides for buses and subways throughout the course of a week. Now, let's say most people usually go to work and come for work, and on the weekend they'll maybe do a few stops to see friends. So go to work, come to work during the week, let's say that's 10 trips. And on the weekend, let's say you do another 10 trips because you're running around. So 20 trips per week for $32 a week, just for that, that's $1.60 a ride, okay? It's not $2.75 a ride that the MTA is supposed to be charging. It's $1.60 a ride. And we were talking, the last time we had the metal tokens, which I loved, which everybody seemed to not have a problem with, back in 1996, they shifted from the metal token to this Fraccata MetroCard system. And apparently, back then, the last metal token we had in 1996 was $1.50. So if you, I've checked the math. If you account for the rate of inflation and the fact that we're probably, most MetroCard people are getting their rides for $1.60 today, that means instead of getting $1.50 in 1996, today it's the same, it's almost a comparable amount of $1.19 for the MetroCard fares. So the MTA has screwed themselves out of $1.50 a ride, and they wonder why they're broke. A couple of cab drivers understand this, but they don't. And I think, like you were saying, they're afraid. They're afraid of charging people another $1 a week or another $2 a week. They just, I'm sorry, what was
Let me jump in. Let me just jump in here. Why are they afraid? Where are the people? The only other transportation option is to take either an Uber or a taxi.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I mean, they're supposed to be the lowest price option.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, for people that you know can't pay for taxis and stuff like that.
Sure.
All right. You know, what are they afraid of? Nobody's running away.
Right. Like if you said, listen, okay, Michael, we got to raise your MetroCard from $32 a week to $35 a week times, let's say, 2 million people get the MetroCard. So that's another $6 million a week. There's your $300 million a year right there. Say, okay, we're going to raise the MetroCard from the weekly from 32 to 35 times 2 million people times, so that would be what? 2 million times 3, 6 million times 52 weeks, and over $300 million of the supposed $450 million shortfall, rein in the Uber cars, so to get more people onto the buses and subways. You know, everybody loves free ice cream, but things cost money. And, you know, I mean, you and like I said, there's 20 trips per week that I said I use with regular use on a MetroCard. There's people who are just dogging the hell out of the MetroCard. You got roommates and friends at work and blah, blah, blah. You get people getting 40 to 50 rides a week off of one weekly MetroCard. They're paying the tantamount amount of, let's say, 60 cents a ride, 70 cents a ride. And they can pay 70 cents a ride going from the North Bronx to Staten Island. So, I mean, honestly, this is crazy. So I also think it's illegal, this whole surcharge system, because basically the MTA is supporting Uber and Lyft. And then they say the MTA, we can't see the books. Why not? Wait a second. You're telling me I'm going to pay $2.50 a ride? I can't see the books? It's like, no. Listen, if you're asking me, if you're a so-called public company, I got to see the books. But they say, well, we're a semi-private. What do you mean semi-private? What's this semi-private stuff? If you're a private company.
They're not private.
No, but they have investors.
They're not.
There's something about bonds, you know.
Yeah. But if they're saying they're pro semi-private, that's not true. They took over from the private companies that own the BMT, the IRT, and the IND.
So tell me about that. Tell me about that.
Well, the subway started out over 100 years ago.
Right.
Okay. In the maybe the early 1900s, late 1800s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was when the subway started, and they were private enterprise,
right?
Okay, and when I was a little kid, up until like the 1960s, okay, it was the IRT, the BMT, and the IND.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those were three different companies that controlled the subways.
Okay,
and because it became, even then they had financial problems. So that's when Now, I don't know the complete history and all of the details.
Right.
But I think it was in the early 1960s or mid-1960s when they said, okay, the government will take it over, and they formed the MTA.
That was the end of the world, far as that's concerned, yeah.
Right. And I just want to say this. From what you're saying, if they took away all of these discounts,
yeah,
right, and went back to the token system, which I grew up with,
right,
mm-hmm. they could probably charge $2 a ride and be way ahead.
You're a genius. You know why you're a genius? Because you think like me.
Okay. I know.
You could say, listen, we're going to here's the thing. We're going to get rid of the discounts. We're going to lower the fare. I mean, I think people would love that. They'd be, oh wow, you know, because I mean, a lot of people, they're not, you know, math people, but what you're saying is true. I mean, just all things being equal, right now, the subway ride basically with the discounts is probably $1.25. So this is why there's no money coming in. I mean, you said if we had a real hard token with $2 a fare, then now the other thing I do not know, which I'm going to look into, is to see if this MetroCard system is administered by one of these vendors that Cuomo seems to love. Now, if it's money going straight into the state of New York, that's one thing. But if they got some middleman in the middle of this cleaning up, I'd be curious to see what the hell is going on with this whole mess. And I'll tell you, right now,
there's obviously things they don't want us to see.
Exactly.
Can't open the books.
Right.
You know, Al Capone didn't want to open the books. Okay, and when they finally opened his books, he went to jail. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Bloomberg, who's like the richest man in the world, tried to go up there a few times. And he wanted to see the books. He's like, well, no, blah, blah, blah. And say, listen, you got to show people where the money's going. You can't all of a sudden hold me outside the window, shaking me by the ankles for money, then telling me I can't see where it's going. And the people of New York, our passengers are getting screwed, as well as the cab drivers. They want to see where it's going. You just say, well, you need better for MTA. It's like, well, prove it. Let's all work together, put the money on the table. We'll see what the story is. And I jump back to what we're talking about is the real cost of a fare right now on the subways with these dopey discounts is probably $1. I'd say all things considered, besides single rides, the discounted rate is like $1.40 a ride. That's too cheap. How are you going to possibly justify a person riding the train for 20 minutes for $1 in the third millennium? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
You know, so Mike, let me just say this, all right? Despite all you're saying, which is true, you know, there's no way they're going to ever do what you're asking. But let me say this. They should go back to a token system. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
First of all, those MetroCards, any time I ever tried to use them, I had to swipe it 5 times before it worked.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? But that's besides the point. Okay? Mm-hmm. Go back to a token system. Have rolls of tokens like they have rolls of pennies and rolls of quarters and, you know, other coins.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And let people purchase rolls so they don't have to constantly wait online at the token booth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
All right? And reduce the fare to, you know, figure out what it really should be. You know, look, Cuomo said, there's a video with Cuomo down on the tracks with the workers, right, saying how now we're going to be paying their salaries.
Right.
Why am I paying their salaries? You know, I can't pay my own salary.
We don't have
a salary anymore. And I'm just, right. Yeah, well, whatever. I can't make ends meet no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to pay somebody else's salary?
Right.
I mean, give me a break here. And look, and dig this, you know, why, what gives them the right to impose a tax on just one segment of society?
There's discrimination.
Okay, it is. There's got to be something unconstitutional about that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tax people, you got to tax everyone.
Damn right.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you're going to pick on the taxis. We're going to tax the taxis. We're going to tax the FHVs, mm-hmm. okay? We're going to tax the FHVs because they're causing the problem. The little taxis were not causing the problem before these guys got 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, whatever, 100,000 vehicles out on the street
right.
for no good reason, okay? Why are they out there? Get them off the street, okay? Clear up the congestion, you know, and... Why are we the only ones paying? That's what I want to know. Why aren't the trucks paying? Why aren't the beauty parlors, the barber shops, anybody who uses the subway or has employees that use the subway, why aren't they paying?
Oh, that's right. You know, and
they're picking on the poorest people. They're picking on the poorest people to pay.
It's a war on the poor. Cuomo's war on the poor. This is what I'm going to call it from now on.
You know, and they argue, well, the passengers are paying.
Right.
Well, we're not going to have these passengers.
Right.
Many of them.
Yeah.
Okay? And how can we charge this extra fee? And we need a raise.
That's our money.
You know, none of
that's,
this money is going yeah. to the drivers. None of it.
Right.
None of it. At least split it with us.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you got to be nuts. You're giving us reason not to raise our own expenses.
Yeah.
You know, not to compensate our expenses.
Right. We've
you're nuts.
We've been the good little soldier. We put handicapped vehicles on the road. We got new cars. We got drug tests. We got everything going on. And the thanks we get is some governor swooping in from Albany because I think he's finished in upstate New York. He's pretty much washed up in upstate New York. He's got a few... paisans who are going to run against them. These really heavy-hitting Republican Italian guys. There's about three or four of them all set to take a crack at him. And Cuomo, I think, is scared. I mean, right now, he's trying to sidle up with the unions and throw money at the unions. And I got this to say to the unions. What brain do you have? Or how stupid can you be to support a governor that is removing resources from the operating expenses of your industry, all right? You talk to the transit workers union. I almost fell off the chair when I saw that they apparently, I have to get a confirmation, but apparently, according to the article, they're supporting Governor Cuomo for governor for re-election. It's like, listen, you got rocks in your head? I mean, you're supporting a governor who supports these thousands of Uber cars in New York City who are removing resources from the buses and the trains and your members are going to have less money to get raises and benefits in the future because there's no money in the system. And if you think the passengers are just going to fall in line like robots and pay $2.50 surcharge per ride, what are you kidding me? And to get in the cab, it's going to be $5 to get into $6. It's going to be $6 to get in the cab. These people are just, an Uber plan is the tail is wagging the dog. And I think some people should be disbarred and or thrown in jail, let alone not reelected. So I hope I hope they get some traction with the opponents for Cuomo because he's a little bit too fat and sassy with my money and the fact is we should have got a fair increase and that jumps into something else, Abe, with these people poo-pooing a taxi fare increase. Remember last year, you and I were both on the same page with a fare increase. We had people saying, "Oh no,
right.
I don't want a fare increase because of Uber. I'm afraid of Uber." What was your view on that?
We should have had a fare increase.
We should have had a fare increase. Now, what would you have to
say? And now they're proving it. You're nuts. you're babies. You're whiners.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
I mean, you know, a fare increase would have straightened things out for us
right.
very well.
And I got news
okay?
for you, pal. From what
and now they're taking what could have been a fare increase, and they're taking it for themselves.
Right.
They're taking away our ability to increase our fares for ourselves.
Right. So
and they're giving the money. They're giving the money to the workers at the MTA.
Right. Away from us.
I mean, how do they pull this stuff off? I don't get it. You know, isn't there anybody up in Albany that you know, except for Mr. Weperin? Isn't there anybody up there that sees this injustice?
It is an injustice, and I think it's illegal because it's discriminatory, and I think it violates every commerce law on the books because you can't just destroy one business with a excessive, you know, excessive, basically taxation is what it is. And, you can't raise taxes like that. It's not even a tax. I don't know what the hell it is, but it jumps back to what I was saying last year when I said, listen, take a fare increase, because apparently what the MDA did, and what Cuomo did, and his morons who apparently are up there, they looked at the Uber surge pricing. He looked at the cost of living. He looked at the MDA, resources, and apparently they identified a justifiable increase in cab rates of about $2.50. And apparently, if we would have just put a united front and asked for that and said, listen, we want to raise, we probably would have had a raise right around, let's say, $1, $1.50 a ride for the cabbies if there would have been a proposal. I want to know why there was no proposal. All these big shots with all these geniuses. And for them to say, I'm afraid of Uber, look, you got a guy renting space in the Empire State Building and a guy renting space in the South Bronx, okay? Do you think for a second the guy in the Empire State Building is competing with the rental price of the guy in the South Bronx? No. Why have we been dragged down to Uber's level by our so-called leadership? We should say, listen, you guys do whatever you want. We have branding. We have a track record. We've been in business for 80 years. We deserve the fare increase. If you don't like to take the yellow cab, goodbye. All right? There wouldn't be a fall-off in business. You would always have your rainy Thursday, rainy Friday, New Year's Eve. You'd have big days, and all combined, it would have been the same with the new rate versus the old rate. And there's a lease cap. You could have maintained a little, you could have split it based on the lease cap, so it would have been fair that way. Mm-hmm. But in fact, you had these little whiners. And I'm starting to wonder, Abe, if we have some snakes in the grass. All of a sudden they parade up the cabbies and say, I don't want a fare increase. Like, who are you? And we've got a couple of times on the website where we've thrown out Uber plans. I'm sure you know about that, right?
Well, you know, all I got to say is, if you look like an Uber plant, you probably are. Okay?
That's a good cartoon, an Uber
right.
plant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by
yeah.
the way, let me just say, well, speaking of weird stuff, there's a bunch of stuff we could talk about. We could do a three-hour show today, but... I was going to McDonald's. I'm getting my little, you know, two for sausage egg McMuffin. McDonald's, we need a commercial for you, McDonald's. And all of a sudden, this girl out of nowhere. I mean, there's nobody in there. It's like three people. CNN is on, which it's always on. There's never ESPN or New York. But constant brainwashing with CNN and it's McDonald's. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm eating, trying to eat my little sausage. All of a sudden, the girl behind the counter screams at the top of her lungs, I need an Uber! I said, what the hell? I thought she was cracking up or something, because nobody around there just said anything. And then she hands a bag of food to this scroungy-looking guy who apparently is going to deliver food for McDonald's. And there's no staple on the bag. There's no seal on the bag. I mean, I just hope anybody eating the fish sandwich I hope it's tartar sauce on the fish sandwich. Let's put it that way. But apparently McDonald's is delivering food, and there's no staple in the bag. And I don't know if the Uber drivers have taken a course in the Board of Health, but it's disgusting. That's my two cents. So, Oh, you want to talk about the Trump building on fire?
No, I heard somebody got killed, and then that's terrible.
It is horrible. Yes, we're against Trump building being on fire. We're standing against it.
Yeah.
All right. So it's funny. The second I was on Fifth Avenue, I thought they were filming a movie. Yeah.
Let me just take charge here for a second, okay? I wanna tell everybody about an upcoming demonstration, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this demonstration will be on April 25th at City Hall, and it's another one of the New York Taxi Worker Alliance demonstrations. And I'm just gonna, if you go to the NYC Taxi News front page in the upper left hand corner, you'll see a link to the page to read about the demonstration.
Right.
All invited to demonstrate. Okay.
Good.
And these are and they're, it's in line with the FHV bill. Okay, against that will help us. Okay, or put regulations on the FHVs. The one
Good.
You know, which I don't want to get into, but here's the demands of the NYTWA, which is basically all of our demands, okay? They
right.
want to cap the number of for-hire vehicles to protect full-time work. They want to establish the TLC regulated yellow and green cab meter rate as the wage floor across all sectors.
Good.
In other words, no one could charge less than that.
Okay.
Okay. Raise the current rate so that drivers are able to support themselves and their families.
Right.
Place caps on expenses charged drivers, such as vehicle financing, commission, lease rates, and TLC fines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Protect drivers against wage theft. Okay, and it says by increasing the taxi limousine commission enforcement capability and allowing restitution to drivers when companies have been found to violate rules. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And no congestion pricing on drivers' backs. Okay?
Right.
And health and wellness fund with retirement. That's something that they once got passed, but it wasn't, it was thrown out of court.
Well, that's another thing. I wonder why it was thrown out of court. Yeah. All right. So that should have been, what was it, 6 cents per trip? We can't get
right.
Easily 6 cents per trip? I mean, what is that?
Well, I think the problem then was who was going to hold the money. Okay.
Hold the money. You want to hold the money? You're very good with it.
Yeah. I could hold it, but I can't guarantee that I'll distribute it. Okay. It should be held by a financial institute, such as a bank or something.
Oh, this is, let me just interject. I think also there's a semi-bribe about to take place with this $250 a trip thing, and we got to nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk to the Taxi Workers Alliance or whoever wants to listen, because apparently it's going to be the same deal where you can hold $250 a trip. Yay. I'm wondering if there's a snake in the grass here, because 50 cents a trip is submitted every 3 months, right? And the 30 cents a trip. 50 cents a trip and the 30 cents.
The 50 cents a trip is four times a year.
Four times a year, so quarterly.
Every quarter, right.
And what about the 30
cents? And the 30 cents a trip, I'm not sure exactly how many times a year.
Yeah.
Okay, but it comes up every, it's three or four, okay?
Right. Now, is that prepaid or you pay after the fact?
You pay after the fact.
All right. Now, let's say a few of these, we have most of the fleet owners are very good, but we do have a few wacko fleet owners who live hand to mouth day to day. Now, who's going to hold this $2.50 per trip every three quarters? So if you have a guy running, let's say, 100 cabs, is this person going to be holding 50 cents a trip for the 100 cabs for 3 months? That's quite a bit of change, my friend.
Yeah, you could put it in the bank and make interest. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, why is that? I mean, why is it? Why is that money not going straight?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Or per month.
Okay, I mean, it's bookwork. It's paperwork that they would have to do every day.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have an answer to that question. Okay,
I'm just concerned. I'm just very concerned.
Yeah.
That this 250 cents a trip being held in so-called escrow by a few people is going to be a semi-bribe for them not to do anything to fight it. That's what I'm very concerned
about. Here's how that works. The medallion owners or the fleet owners will hold the $250 for,
right,
you know, somewhere and quarterly have to pay it, okay?
Well, why should they do that?
I understand what you're saying. Why should they do that? Well, what alternative do you have to that?
Well, the alternative I have to it is not collecting $250 at all, and the alternative is fighting to prevent that from happening. But I'm afraid if they're being incentivized with some kind of wink and wave to be able to hold on to that $2.50 per trip, then they will back way off from fighting to remove it. Because right now, as you said, if it's $2.50 a trip, that's $5 a cab per day. It's more than that. It's $100 per cab per day. So if you get $10,000 a day rolling in, $60,000 a week, and MTA is telling you, oh, well, we don't need that $60,000 a week until the end of 12 weeks, you're being able to float $600,000, $700,000 of MTA money for 5 weeks? Versus Nothing? So you're going to tell me they're not going to dip into that, some of these guys? Not all of them. Some of them don't need that money. They got millions of dollars in their pocket already. But I'm just worried that that ability to do that would prevent the true fight back that we need to eliminate 250 and make it into a fair increase. All right? We don't need some hocus pocus. We need a fair increase. And I said that last year. I said that today. And I'd like to address the idiots who say we don't need a fair increase. Is that, look, MTA just looked at our books and deduced that our industry could withstand a 250 per trip increase.
Mike, you're saying, I understand the argument you're making, but what I don't understand is, if they don't hold the money, who's going to hold the money? That you know.
Well,
Give me the alternative.
Yeah, the amount of money that they're drooling over, some of these guys, not all of these guys. I'll keep saying that until I'm blue in the face. The amount of money that they're drooling over would prevent them from fighting this in many cases.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree with you because if you put it in the bank, the best you could do is a little over 2% right now.
No, we're not talking about 2%. Okay? We're talking about a guy who wants to go out and buy a building with a free $500,000 short-term loan. We're talking about that. And then scramble to get the money at the end. And they have a penalty if you don't pay it on time, which will just keep the money apparently for another month or 60 days. So basically, you get some guy who's going to get $500,000 in his bank account for free.
What good is it going to do him? What good is it going to do him if the money doesn't come in because the people aren't taking the taxis?
Well, some of these guys are bonehead. They don't understand that. I know what you're saying.
Okay, I think that this is something that you're dreaming about.
No.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that would be the case. I really don't.
Okay. You're going to tell them that they're not going to look at that? Listen to me.
Theoretically, it could be the case.
Right.
Okay? But I don't believe that in most, except for maybe a select few, that this is their thoughts. Okay?
Well, I think it's more than a select few, my friend. Let's put it that way.
Okay, let's leave it at that, all right? Because you have no proof of that. Okay?
I'm doing the math.
Yeah, I understand you're doing the math, but I don't believe that would be a reasonable motivation. Okay?
Reasonable motivation for what? For not to fight?
You're speculating. You're speculating beyond reality is what I'm saying.
No, I'm speculating within the cons.
Well, then why not make it $5 a trip if that's the case?
What's
that? Then raise it to $5 a trip if that's the case.
Well, but then that's like I said, they would never get away with it. I mean, but I'm just saying it's a $50 per shift.
And they would never get away with the 250.
No. Listen.
There's a couple of no goods out there, okay, as was proven by a couple of people.
Okay, don't say the name.
I'm not going to say any names. Right. I'm not going to say any names. I'm just going to say we all know what happened with some people that held that money and didn't pay it.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? And that could still happen, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's the motivation of 98% of the industry. I believe there are a few bad apples everywhere.
Right.
Okay? And don't think that FHV people that are going to be paying $275 a week wouldn't be doing the same thing.
Yeah, but they get nickels and dimes compared to the money they're talking about coming into the yellow cabs. Mm-hmm. The money coming per cab, I mean, basically what they're saying is they have to turn over to the MTA.
Okay, Mike, let's leave that alone. I want to talk about something else.
We'll table it. I'm not going to leave it alone. I'm going to table it because I truly believe there's something.
Yeah, but for now, we'll leave it alone. Okay,
far on. Right? What's up next?
You know, we're running out of time here, and I just want to say there's an article today in the news, okay, that they're opening up a new loading area for the Ubers and the other TNCs at LaGuardia. Oh. It's going to be part of the garage, and it's going to be made a lot easier for people to get to these vehicles.
Oh, what about
no
us?
No more shuttles.
Yeah. Oh, no more shuttles.
Yeah.
Oh, well, welcome to the party, shuttle people. So now the show people are getting screwed. This is your favorite governor. Yeah.
Having arranged this.
Governor Cuomo with the legislature in the state of New York. That's my Cuomo invitation.
Okay.
But anyway, I want to thank some of the people advertising on the website. We do have sponsors. So the website is moving and grooving. Uh-huh. And you've been very good.
Yes, we do.
Yes, you had a great show. And like I said, I'm going out to drive tonight. And I got a great deal from a taxi owner.
I know.
And I want to thank that taxi owner
you
on
do.
The air, wherever he is.
Right.
And say that it's a great deal.
I know who that...
Yeah.
I know who that taxi owner is, and he's very appreciative of your work.
God bless him. He's a little bit of a nebbish. Nebbish, is that the word I could use? Nebbish?
Is that Yiddish?
I don't know. You tell me. I mean, I don't know. All right.
I don't know either. Okay, but let's thank the MTBOT.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
For their support. They've been supporting us for a couple of years now.
All right,
and they're gonna continue their support, and we really appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
And you should understand that you can get free defensive driving and wave training course instruction, free online TLC application and renewal processing, free legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic and Criminal Court, and free experienced MTBOT staff members to work directly with you should you have any problems. Okay. And you can call 718-784-4343 and ask for Kanchan Das and become an MTBOT driver. Let's thank WB Taxi, who's also been supporting us for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and
I drove over there last week. I drove a shift over there last week. Very, very nice operation. Great dispatchers.
Yeah,
the car was. I drove that car. I felt like I just drove it out of the showroom. It was like driving a Ferrari, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's thank Checker Management.
Yeah, Checker.
Okay.
Checker's great. Yeah.
Okay, 11:05:38 in Long Island City.
Uh huh.
Okay, and all of these ads can be seen on the front page of NYC Taxi News.
Uh huh.
Okay, and we even have somebody from Medallion Financial who's trying to sell some repossessed vehicles.
Oh.
Okay, if you want to buy a car.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Interesting. Are they on the site?
Yeah, they're on the site now. Okay.
Small world.
So look at the sliding ads, and you'll see them. And also, if you haven't done your taxes yet, and you only got a few days left, and Taxi CPA is—he's still around, and I hope he's not too busy to do your last-minute taxes.
French week.
Okay, but you can call him. Okay, and if you're thinking about defaulting on your taxi loan, I would suggest that you call Peter Joseph. That was an Did you catch the
Right.
Okay. Peter Joseph, he's an attorney, and he'll help you with bankruptcy if you need to do that. We hope you don't.
Right.
Okay. We hope you call him if you do, but we hope you don't need to.
Exactly.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to advertise on NYC Taxi News, you could drop us a line, nyctaxinews@aol.com, or phone us at 516-447-0953 and leave us a message, and we will get back to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, right now, me being in character, I have a cab sitting in front of the house. I'm doing the Mike and Abe show.
Yes.
The people are waking up, so I'm going to go out the door in about 15 minutes to go. Join the party. I'm going to head over to the, I'm afraid to say we're going to head over to, because I found a couple of nice fishing holes, but since I still drive a cab, I don't want an onslaught of competition. But there are a couple of good fishing holes. And I'll tell you one thing, Abe, what I found out in this whole Uber mess, people like walking up to a cab. I'm at a few taxi stands in the city. People like, and I've seen people canceling Uber rides when they see cabs sitting. How's that grab you? I'll see them look at me.
Well, that's why we're doing 25, 30 trips a day, and these Uber cars are doing 3 or 4 if they're lucky.
Right, because they're coming back, and that's why they're screwing with the cab industry, because they're looking at our business and they're saying, "Oh my God, they're starting to get business again. We have to destroy them." And the Uber pirate ship keeps shoveling cash to the corrupt Cuomo administration, in my opinion, just my man's opinion.
Yeah,
but. We have to keep soldiering on. But like I said, when I'm sitting at a taxi stand, and I'll ask people, I say, "Well, I notice So you got in a cab that's sitting in a taxi stand. She goes, "Oh no, I this one woman was saying, I don't like standing in the street hailing a cab. I get nervous." So, you know, I mean, hey, can't blame her for that. I've seen a few people justify that statement in the streets of New York. But anyway,
Mark, I just want to say,
yes,
I just want to say that today is Sunday, and it's the end of the. I believe Passover is now over.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because they passed it over.
Right.
Okay. All right. And there should be a lot of business at the bus stations and Penn Station.
Right.
And if you should happen to get out to the airport, there should be a lot of business there today. Okay. I don't recommend that people go directly to JFK from Manhattan, you know, because it's a very long ride out there. Then you got to wait. You'll make more money on the streets.
Right.
Okay.
All yeah, right. I've kind of changed my ways. I'm running the streets a little bit more, and it's been productive.
Yeah.
I have to admit it has been a little bit more productive versus going out to Kennedy Airport and LaGuardia Airport, just sitting there with seagulls crapping on my cab for an hour.
Well, I learned that in 1971. Okay. All right. And you know, I'm glad that you're finally learning that now in 2018.
Yeah, I'm a slow learner. Okay. What can I tell you? I'm a slow learner.
All right. So Mike, you go out and have a great day and make
Thank
a
you,
lot
you
of
too.
Money. And all you guys, all you cab drivers out there, you go out there and make a lot of money.
Right.
And let's keep fighting and try to come to that demonstration on April 25th.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, I got a month to figure it out. I will be there. I'm going to start. The weather is warmer. It's getting the heat is on. It's an election year. We got to get ABC, anybody but Cuomo. Apparently, he wants to declare war on us, destroy us. Guess what?
Yeah.
We hear what he's saying, and we're not happy. So unless we get some serious change of direction, we got to get him out of office. That's enough. The third term of Cuomo will be ruined. Will be destroyed. So this stage of the game. So we got to really start making sure that they hear what we're saying. All right. So thank you very much, Abe. You're doing a great job. Thank you much, Cabbies, for listening. We're apparently the only show in town now, Abe. So it's a lot of pressure. And you had a great show, by the way.
I would like to see Taxi Dave get back on the air. But as long as we're the only show, we're gonna have to step it up a little.
Step it up. I'm ready. Spring training is over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time for the season to start.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to work.
Mike, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Very good. Good night.
Give me a call. Give me a call once in a while.
Yes,
okay,
we'll
and we'll talk about things.
All right, good night, New York. Good night,
thanks.
World. Thank you for
Thank you everybody for listening to the Mike and Abe Show. Despite how crazy we are.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
We try. Not to be crazy. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.